Bye-bye.
Bye, Clive.
LBC and Sven in Maida Vale. Hello.
Hello, Clive.
Hello, Sven.
Well, you know, I've been in a very settled here for about a year. And sorry not to pull back.
Yeah, well, we've been wondering about you and your fish.
Well, no, well, you're the eight. I had several fish, which you're the eight.
Ah. Yes.
Of cannabis.
Oh, yes.
And my knowledge of the effect of cannabis on fish.
What's the verdict?
Well, they swim around in circles much as before, but look a little bit happier. I have never tried to give them tobacco.
No.
But they seem quite all right. But of course what the fish does cannot translate to the human being.
No. And presumably this, does this sort of have the effect of sort of ready smoking the fish?
Well, from my experience, smoking fish is more harmful than cannabis.
Well, it from what everyone's been saying, almost anything is more harmful than smoking cannabis. Really?
Yes, no. I feel scarcely able to speak myself because the facts are so obvious.
Yeah.
Because if you smoke a fish, you become giddy.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're underwater.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I smoked a salmon quite recently, and it was...
Was it a big one?
It was a fair size, yes, and it was a farmed one, though. And I didn't really feel any bad effects afterwards.
With filter?
Oh, no.
Well, a lot of the death-dealing qualities of fish come from mixing them up with tobacco.
Oh, right, yes, and sort of flaking.
Flaking, exactly.
Yeah. What about in pipes?
Well, I like, normally, you are obviously psychic, because I like to put a little spit in a pipe.
Yes.
And put it through the water in a Hubble bubble style.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And so you get the effect of the scales without any of the damaging other side.
Yeah. And are there particular types of fish that smoke?
The gudgeon produces a certain high.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were out the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yes.
In Hyde Park.
Yeah.
Many years ago, all the crowd with me, the in crowd from Norway.
They were all on gudgeon, were they?
We were all on gudgeon, and none of us can remember being there. A good thing that I wrote in my diary that I was there, otherwise I would not have said.
You wouldn't have realised.
But stay clear of the days.
Mm. So in many ways, the fish really ought to have some sort of government warning on them.
Well, in my view, a lot of people go to hospital are suffering from fish-related illnesses.
Yeah.
And I think armed guards should keep them away.
Mm.
Because ordinary people who don't smoke, don't drink, and don't do anything cannot get in because of the fish people.
Mm. Well, I'm going to think twice before tucking into that smoked haddock now, Sven.
That would be wise.
Yeah, I think so.
Use the sense of that.
Just say no.
Just say no for the moment.
That's it. Thank you for the call.
Thank you
very much, Sven, from Maida Vale. Jenny in Hainault, hello.